This Sunday afternoon, Eckhart Proy leads the Portland Symphony Orchestra in the first of two performances of Tchaikovsky's optimistic Second Symphony called The Little Russian. Even though it was a success, Tchaikovsky revised the work extensively, including rewriting the opening and changing the finale. So I asked Eckhart if he thought it would be fair to say that Tchaikovsky was a super perfectionist.
I think most composers are, if they're passionate about what they're doing, are perfectionists, because what with the limited amount and a big amount of ambiguity that you have to put music on paper, you try to be as detailed as possible. I think what I like about Tchaikovsky is that you can he presents his heart right there in his his hand. I mean, he hands it to you. And what I find fascinating is the difference between his first three symphonies and his last three symphonies. So he wrote six symphonies, the last three of which are incredibly dramatic, and it's about life and death, and it's about him and his suffering. And while the first three are much more sunny, particularly the second one that we are going to
do. So a lot of joy to this symphony.
It is so joyful, and it's so positive. And even, he worked hard at it. And he's in particular, also his first symphony, where he said, this was probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my whole life. And he had like breakdowns, nervous breakdowns, and he almost died writing his first symphony. The second symphony in particular, which actually wrote in Ukraine, and which is called The Little Russian, which was kind of the nickname for Ukraine back then. You can feel the joy and almost relaxation that the state that he was in. There is drama, of course. There is drama. No symphony can exist without drama. But overall, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay at the end of the symphony, and that he was in crazy in a good way as well. So, towards the end of the symphony, it gets crazier and faster and wilder and wilder and wilder. So that at the end, it's so fast, it is so crazy that it is physically for a conductor impossible to conduct every measure. So what we actually do is we conduct two measures at a time.
Really?
Instead of one, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. That's always each, bum, dum, dum. These are all measures.
Right.
And so we do da-da-da-da-da, one, 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 one.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Which is one of the greatest moments for me as a conductor, because I work so little and everybody else works so hard. It's one of the great joys of my life, is that last movement of Tchaikovsky. And it's just so exuberant.